It's called the Death with Dignity Bill, and it's the first time in 10 years that it will receive a public hearing. State Representatives Fred Risser of Madison and Frank Boyle first introduced the bill in 1994. That was the same year Oregon became the first state in the nation to legalize doctor-assisted suicide. Boyle says it's time to follow Oregon's lead and let people choose whether they want to live or die.
It's not the slippery slope of euthanasia, as the opponents have indicated. We're going to be dicing and slicing people. But it's a compassionate alternative to what could be a very painful and cruel death and demise, as we see in a number of serious cases.
But the opposition is organized and strong. Wisconsin Right to Life legislative director Susan Armacoft argues that people suffering from serious illnesses often change their minds.
When they don't feel well, they may want to die. When feeling better, they may want to live. You would have a patient suffering depression who may request death, not knowing that their quality of life can be improved with proper treatment. If we endorse this legislation, it's going to teach individuals who are weak and frail that they actually have a duty to die.
Both will testify at the hearing before the Senate committee. In Superior, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.